Kulam Yetzim Pesach Yechod. So the Drosh Grim Minolei. Now, how does Rabbi Yenison know there's a parsha of Shlichus by Kochim? Now, what does Rabbi Yenison do with this first pasuk? The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yenison Aimer. Minayin, how do we know Shekol Yisrael Kulam Yetzim Pesach Yechod? How do we know it's possible that the whole Klal Yisrael can be like Shutris in one Korban Pesach, and everybody can be Yetzim with one Korban Pesach? So Rashi says the Chiddush is Afal Pi Shein Bo Kizayas Cholecha V'Yechad. If the whole Kliyosol would get together and Mamas just use one animal, it's not going to be possible for everybody to have a Kizayas seat. So still Rashi says the Ksaber of Yenison holds Achilas Psochim Le Makfa El Zurikas Dam Lechuda. It's not Makiv, even though you're supposed to eat from the Korban, but if you don't get any meat to eat, still you eat to the Mitzvah. So Yenison says, how do I know that the whole Kliyosol could be eaten with one Korban Pesach? Shinyam, the Pesach says, the question is, does the whole client for themselves shech the Korban Pesach? Only one out of the Chabura makes the Shechita. If you have 10 people that own the Korban, not all 10 make the Shechita, only one makes the Shechita. So what do you mean the Pesach, v'shochet u'oise kol kol adas Yisrael? Elo, rather from here we learn out, mikan, shekol Yisrael yetzim Pesach echod, that the whole client could be yetzah from one Korban Pesach. That's what he uses with this pasuk. So the chiddush is, even though you don't have meat to eat, you're not going to get a kezayis to eat, still you yaitz to the Korban Pesach. Says so, shliach b'kodesh minolei. How did he know that there's a parsha of shlichus? You can appoint somebody. The Mar says pasha deminei. From this pasuk gufu we see, like Rashi says, menamik ratsmoi to mikol makam echad miyam shechta b'shlichusan. That the pasuk is saying the whole kliyosol could be yaitz with one korban. Okay, but I call upon him. Where was yeshchita? Only one person did the shechita. How does that shechita help everybody? So from this pasuk itself, we see that the one shechita, since that person did it b'shlichus of the whole Klal Yisrael, is considered like everybody made the shechita. Mar says no. V'dil m'shani yosum disley shutfis v'gavayu. Maybe shlichus only helps when you have a shutif. Hereby the Korban festival, talking about the whole Klal Yisrael owns it together. So since they're shutfis, therefore if I tell one person to shech, he could be a shlich for everybody. But maybe where there's no shutfis involved, how do we know somebody can make a shliach to somebody else to shech his korban? How do we know? Elamayachas. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yenison, we have to learn our shlichus by kotshe from another pasuk. Elamayachas from this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayikhu lehem ish se lebeis avos." Each person to take a se korban to his house. Lebeis avos. Se lebeis. Se korban to his house. So Rashi says, Echol v'keh v'chol ha-mishpachim means one person takes it for everybody. You see, one person takes care of the korban, he does the b'shlichus of everybody. But again, the Gemara is, V'dil ma'asam named, yis peshutfus te'gavayu. Maybe only over here it's good. Like one of the household makes the shechita to take care of the Korban Pesach. Because everybody in the household owns this Korban Pesach. So maybe only when you have shutfus in it, that's when a shliach could work. But if the shliach does not have shutfus, is not part owner, maybe he can't be a shliach. So Mar says, in Cain, if so, trei kroy lomeli. If you're telling me this, you say that shlichus only helps when you're a shutif, so what do I need two psukim here for? I have the pasuk before of a shachat away to kol kaladas Yisroel, and this pasuk of yichul and this selabayis, or the base of it, selabayis. So you have two psukim telling me this. So you have a bechrech, a menu inyan, laechad the shayach, to no inyan laechad la shayach. For sure, it's a prayer that the second pasuk has come to teach us, even in the case where you're not a shutif, where you don't have part ownership in this korban, still you could be a shliach for somebody else. So now we learn out there's a parsha of shlichus by Kodeshim. We need this for Rav Yitzchak's halacha. The Yom Rav Yitzchak says, Ish zoicha v'loi hakotin. If you want one person to go buy a Korban Pesach for the whole mishpacha, the person has to be a gadol. Ish, it says. Rashi's ish zoicha. That's when he can be a shliach only because he's a shutif. What do we need a second pasuk for? It comes to teach us that a katan has no din zechia. A katan cannot buy an animal for his whole mishpacha. A katan can't be zoicha in the mekach. You need an ish. With Arshin, ish zoicha. Only a gadol could buy the Korban Pesach for the whole mishpacha. For lo ya katan zoicha. But a katan cannot be zoicha. So that's what I do with the second pasuk. But again, I do not know that there's a parsha of shlichus where you're not a shutif. So Gemara says, no, hahu, this drosha of an ish and not a katan, may ish lefi ochloi nafka. Another pasuk says, ish lefi ochloi nafka. So here we know that only an ish could buy it, could be zoicha, and not a katan.
There's no din tchiyah by a katan. He can't be zeicha for this. It's a question of somebody can be zeicha for a katan. But that's the charis matan, maybe he can be zeicha to a katan. But a katan himself cannot buy something for other people. So when it says no, the akatim miboli still, I need the second pasuk to teach us to shechten as a pesach ala yochid, that you can shecht the korban pesach even for one person. Even though usually we say you have to have a few people together on the korban because we want the whole meat to be eaten. We don't want it to come to be nicer. But still the lacha is if one person wants to use his own korban pesach, he has a right to. So maybe that's what this pasuk can do ish. The teacher says you bring korban pesach even for one person. Tomorrow says no. I tell you, Sovolo, I tell you, he himself holds command yomein shechten as a pesach la yochid. He holds no that a yochid cannot bring his own korban pesach. So therefore, since there's an extra pasuk here, Becher, that's teaching me that there's a parsha shlichus by kodeshim. Marius Nelo the Amar of Gidl Amar Rav. That's what Rav Gidl Amar Rav says. Me nayin sheshlucha shlodin kemoisei. He says, how do we know b'chlal this parsha of shlichus? That you're going to point somebody, and when he does it for you, it's considered like you yourself did it. So he has another pasuk. Shlem, and the pasuk says, "V'nosi echad, nosi echad mimata." That each nosi takes care of his tribe, and he gives out the chalukah in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, "V'noich le'yaretz," when they went to divide up Eretz Yisrael, "V'chiyazeichen lem b'teres chukin." That the nosi, he was like a shliach of everybody in the shevet, and he divided Eretz Yisrael for them. So here we learn our shlichus. The question is, if so, typically shlichus mehochot. How come we don't learn out the chlal shlichus from here? Like, why do we need the other pasha of shlichus? Why don't everybody learn out from this pasuk? Nosi yechod, nosi yechod. So Mara says, no, the tizbra is a really good story here. Do shlichus who? Is it possible to say that the nosi, the head of the shevet, he was a shliach to divide out Eretz Yisrael for everybody? V'okitanim lav v'nei shlichus ninu. Part of the people that Yashin, the Eretz Yisrael, were Ketanim. And Ketanim can't make a Shliach. So how could the Nosi be a Shliach for the Ketan to give him his portion in Eretz Yisrael? We know a Ketan cannot appoint a Shliach. So if the Nosi went for Teres a Shliach, how could he divide out the land even for the Ketanim? So versus Elu, what you have to say is, Ki hod rova bar Rafuna. The Yomar rova bar Rafuna amarav, Gidl amarav. Minayin shezochen liyodin. Shalai defonav, how do we know that he would be Zeicha? There's a parsha of tchiyah. You could do something for somebody else without even asking him. Not a parsha of shlichus, but a parsha of tchiyah. I could be zeicher it for you, even without your das. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'nosi yechad, nosi yechad. That the nosi here, he could divide out the land to everybody. So even though there are katanim there, if it has to go b'tara shlichus, a katan can't appoint a shliach. But if it goes b'tara tchiyah, we could be zeicher to a katan. Like here, the Nosi has the right to say, this portion is going to be yours. He's a Katan, how could I give it to him? There's a Pasha of Tchiyah, that Zochim Liyotim Shleim Befonov. You could be Zeicha, this property, for the Katan. So that's what this Pasuk is talking about, Nosi Echod. It's not teaching us Halacha of Shlichus, but it's teaching us a new Halacha where something is a Tchus, where something is for your benefit, it's good for you, I could do it for you even without asking me. Without you asking me. That's a Pasha of Tchiyah. So Gemara says, but Tizbra, that a good Svara, Schusi is giving out the land only a schut. Each person gets the property that's good for them. Ha chayv and namika. Sometimes it can be a chayv. Tikah the nichalei bahar, but the nichalei bebika. Tikah the nichalei bebika, but the nichalei bahar. Like you're giving out the portions to the people. Maybe the person does not like this portion you gave him. You gave him a portion in the hills and the mountains, and he wants a portion in the bick in the valley. Or you gave somebody the valley, he's going to want up in the mountains. So not every time what the Nazi gave out can we say truly it's a schus. Maybe it's a chayv. So how could the Nazi do it? If it's a parsha shlichus, he could do shlichus for somebody, even though it's no good for him. But if it's a parsha of schus, how could you do it for them if it's not a complete schus? All right, turn over. So Marin says, Elo kidirova bar Rafuna. The Yomar Rova Barafuna Marav Gidlo Marav Mina Yim Li Yisaimin Shebo Lachalik Benichse Avihim Shebezim Amidim Hem Apetrophis. How do we know when the father died and he left over two young children? The Yisaimin. They want to divide up the property. How do you know that Bezim has the right to point an Apetrophis to take over there? Lachayv Lachus. To do good and to do bad. For the Gemara Lachayv Amai. Like if you know for sure they're doing something bad, why should the Apetrophis have the right to do something bad for the Yisaimin? Ella, rather, it means like this. L'choyv al-manas liskois. That means even though maybe it's going to be bad now, which means that if when they grow up, they're not going to like the portions they have, they'll do it over again. They'll change it later. The Rashi says, they're lochem of the lischois. Arnu namidoi lodun olare bishrilam. Leschusam lanosam. The nischaivu vidin mashososam. In that Asus. Right now, though, it just means that the apotropis is going down to try and do his best what he could. And whatever they do is done. How do we know this? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, v'nosiyechon, nosiyechon, mimata tikochu. Skit, you see, there's such a pashi of nosiyechon. The Rashi says, nosiyechon, v'ochas chus v'choiv hevi. It's k'nyamorin, dikon nichle b'hor. And still you see, the nosi has a right to do it. So you see, the bezdin-like has a right to point an apotropis to go and do something for the Yisraimim, that they do the best they see is for the Yisraimim. Even though maybe later it comes out, it's not exactly what the Yosem wanted, but so what? Since when the Apotropis, or here the Nosi, went down as first to do this Chalukah, he tried to do his best. Since he tried to do his best, the Chalukah takes place. But again, there's only a Pasha of Tchia, it's not a Pasha of Shlichus. Therefore, from here we cannot learn our Shlichus. That's why we need the other three psukim we had, a posik by kotshim, a posik by truma, and a posik by gershim. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Yisoy Mim Shebo L'chalik, V'nechsei Avihem, when the father died, and the two children now want to divide up the chalukah, the Yerusha, so Bezdim Amidim Lam Apotropis, Bezdim should appoint for them a guardian, Oborim Lam Chalik Yofa, and he'll appoint, give each one a good portion, but still V'nechdilu Yechelom Limchais. When they grow older and they don't like the portions they got, they have a right to be chiluk and say, I want to do it over again. And they have a right to make a new chalukah. For Rav Nachman the day, Rav Nachman himself says no, in Megdilu ain't yechadu limchay. When they grow older, even though they don't like it, they have no right to argue to do it over again. The end came because if so, ma koyach bezdin yofa. What's the big power of bezdin? In other words, since bezdin here appointed the apotropis, there's a new power of bezdin. That whatever Bezdin appoints is done, and once it's done, it's Kayim. That's what Rav Nachman says. Rav Nachman says, no, since Bezdin appointed the Apotropim here, the Apotropis, whatever Chalukah they make is Chai V'Kayim. Even though later the Yisraim don't like it, it's tough, they can't take away what Bezdin did. That's Rav Nachman's for. Now the Gemara is it true that Rav Nachman really say this? Does Rav Nachman hold from such a svara that when Bezdin does something, we do not take it back, but rather we say whatever Bezdin did? Is that true? We have to know like this. Shum hadayonim. If the dayonim evaluated something, so Rashi says sheshomu nichsel levelam alva. In the case where Reuven owes $100 to Shimon and Reuven has no money, so Bezdin goes down to Reuven's property. And they evaluate how much $100 worth of the property, and they give it to Shimon. So Shum Adayonim, Shepich Tzushtus, if they made it less, a sixth less. Or Yesir Ushtus, if they made it too high, more than a sixth more, is Mochrin Bottle. And Bezdin sold it at that price, it's Bottle. The Mechir is no good. That's a loch of Ushtus. When you make more, a sixth more of a mistake, the Mechir is Bottle. Reb Shimon Mengamli Eloyme, Mochrin Kayim, know that since Bezdin sold it, the sale takes place. Why? Because Sim Kain, if so, Makoyach Bezdin Yofa, like what's the power of Bezdin? You see, Yashim Gamil holds this sword that what Bezdin does is good. Now on this, for Yomarev Huna Bachinan, Yomarev Nachman, Halacha Kedivra Chachomim. Rav Nachman himself says, we pass on the light to Chachomim. That even though Bezdin valuated this karka, and it came out they made a mistake by more than a sixth, either upwards or downwards, they have a right to do it over again. So you see, Rav Nachman does not hold from the svara Makoyach Bezdin Yofa. So it's a steer in Rav Nachman. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you, Lakash, there's no steer.